What's up, guys, and welcome to another episode of the DIYpreneur. Do you want a chance to win $25 every 10 days and free merch opportunities? Well, if you haven't joined my email list yet, then go and do that, because that's where you can win this stuff. You can do that at thediypreneur.com. It'd be so appreciated if you left a rating and review for my show. It helps me grow the show, grow the audience, and get to people that are looking for content like mine. If you would like to send those reviews and ratings to me through email so I can put them onto my site so people can see them there, that would be amazing, and I can connect with you a little more personally as well. Go and subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I put out challenges there according to the people that I interview. I want to live up to the DIY theme that I have here. I want to really get hands-on and do the things that these guests do. So go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel to see some sick challenges. Today, I'm going to sit down with Chad Rogers of Lemon Light. Now, Lemon Light is a company, a video production company that takes over video production for other companies, whether it be ads or other types of things that they would need videos for. Now, founded in 2014, Lemon Light has already experienced amazing growth, servicing companies all across the country with amazing videos for ads and whatnot. So without further ado, let's jump into that interview. All right, Chad, you ready to get ugly?
I'm ready to get ugly.
Sweet. So Chad, just to get started here, introduce yourself just a little bit, and then introduce Lemon Light and why it's special to you and your customers, and then we can go from there.
Yeah, my name is Chad Rogers. I'm the Chief Relationships Officer and founder of Lemon Light Media. We are a video production company that focuses on high quality, affordable video content at scale.
So Chad, I like to start the interview here just with, you know, a question that keeps things pretty light, because we do talk about some ugly stuff and get real here. So I just want to ask you a question, and the question's about, I read this online about you when you had that birthday cake from your girlfriend and then your teacher cut it open, and there was that leopard print thong I read, and then I just wanted...
Where did you find that out? That is hilarious.
I typed in Chad Rogers in Google, and then it was kind of a get to know me, like a spotlight thing that, I don't know what the site was called, but it just said, what was your most embarrassing moment? And it was that, you know, that moment came up. So all I want to know is just, how did you handle that once you found out that that was in the birthday cake?
All right. So I don't know if I shared this with you or shared this in that story, but I actually had the same birthday as my teacher.
Oh, nice.
So when the cake came, I go, hey, it's Miss Meacham. And I go, Miss Meacham, I go, we should share this cake. This should be our cake. Then they cut the cake open, and then the thong was in the cake. So... yeah, that was probably my most face reddening moment of my life. Yeah. How did I deal with it? I don't know. It was a good laugh.
For sure.
It was a good laugh. So yeah, everybody laughed it off. The teacher laughed it off, thankfully. So then I actually hung that thong in my, like, around my rear view mirror as kind of like a little trophy for the rest of high school.
Oh, yes.
I owned it.
That's awesome. Yeah. So Chad, after this question, I'd just like to get into the bulk of the interview here. Starting out with, before you started Lemon Light, describe maybe an obstacle. It doesn't have to be an obstacle, but something that pushed you down the path of entrepreneurship and eventually led you to create Lemon Light. Just tell us a story and then we can go from there.
Yeah, sure. You know, I think I've always been, pulled towards entrepreneurship. I've definitely always been a hard worker. I've always never turned away from hard work, but I think I've always enjoyed running my own business or experimenting and running my own business. Even as a child, I started like a pepper plant company. So basically, I started growing all these pepper plants and putting them in these little individual containers and like growing them, splitting them up, creating new plants. Right. And then selling those individual plants. So that was probably my first foray into entrepreneurship. But when I moved to LA, I just knew I walked the foreign college at the career fair. Mm-hmm. I said, this isn't where I want my life to be. I don't want to just go work somewhere in middle management and just do that whole thing. And I remember a professor of mine at college, it was actually a sales class, said, if you're interested in sales, don't go into sales to make money, right? Don't go into sales because it's the easy thing to do. Yeah. Go sell something you love, right? And I said, what do I like? Like, well, I'm 18 years old, right? Or no, I'm sorry, at the time, 20, 22, 23. And I was like, what do I like? I love movies. I like women. And I like architecture. And I was like, well, I don't know anything about architecture. The women thing doesn't really work out. All right, movies. So I moved to LA to work in movies. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know where to start. I ended up getting a job with a production company out here. And I think my dream was to eventually be a producer, which at the end of the day is kind of your own entrepreneurship, right? Like you go find a script, put it together, you put the cast in, et cetera. So I moved out here to be an entrepreneur. Along the way, I got taken from the video production side of things, the movie side of things, into tech, which was blossoming. And then it kind of came back together in Lemon Light Media, which is a video, more of a commercial video production company that's focused on digital content. So I think I've always had a little knack for it, but it took me until I was about 31 to finally start my own. I would say, there's a spectrum of successful, right? Yeah. But I think, I guess my first startup that I was able to kind of make profitable and lasted over a year and now it's kind of blossomed into a young burgeoning company. Yeah.
So Chad, you'd say that mostly kind of growing up, you were more of an entrepreneur type, right? Is what you're saying. Like you just kind of had that bug growing up. Cause you said you had that pepper plant you just had that entrepreneur bug when you were young and then kept it going throughout your career. Is that what you'd say? It wasn't really one certain moment, but it was kind of like just your personality.
I mean, yeah, even as a really young kid, like I would be the one that would organize the neighborhood activities, right? Like I would organize a boxcar race, right? Or like the neighborhood Olympics. And like I mapped it all out and I picked up the teams, right? In high school, I did we organized this giant like mud wrestling like tournament. This all started with a bet one of my friends in high school, just in driver's ed class. He said, oh, you won't do it. And I said, oh, yeah, I will. Became like the biggest event of the year. So I've always had a bit of that kind of organizing, orchestrating bug, I guess. Yeah. And that really kind of translates into entrepreneurship.
Sweet. So Chad, the next question that I had for you here is, once you started Lemon Light, describe an obstacle that you had in this startup phase of, running the company, running Lemon Light. Really take us to the ground level and describe, the obstacle that you faced within the startup phase.
Which one?
Whatever one that you think would be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we could talk for hours about the obstacles. We're still facing obstacles, right? Okay. I would say a really interesting one is about pricing. So we're going through that right now with a partner of ours. And we were, when you start, I would say notoriously, entrepreneurs tend to underprice their products and services so they can get traction, right? So they can start getting a handful of clients under their belts. And then eventually, over time, they grow and they're able to up their prices and raise them to a place where they're profitable. Yeah. Neither of my three co-founders, are accounting majors, right? We know, 2 + 2 = 4. I think we had a little trouble realizing that with our pricing, this is about 3.5-4 years ago, right? We're over five years in business now. Mm. We kind of sat down, we're like, God, we kept growing, right? We were like more and more and more and more productions, more and more clients. We weren't getting any money. It was like, what? We didn't understand. We're like, how are we not making money? And we really kind of dug into our books and really kind of learned accounting. Like, please learn how to account. Like, learn how to read your P&Ls. It is the most important thing you can do. Because at the end of the day, like, your accountant will, you know, do your books at the end of the year, or you know, update your books at the end of the month, but they don't care about if your business is thriving, right? Mm-hmm. Or what decisions you have to make to direct your business in the right direction. And what we realized was, and it was one of my co-founders' dads, and he said to us, he said, I don't care how many sales you do. You're not going to make any money. You do 100 more sales, you're going to make $100 less money because you're underpriced, right? It doesn't matter. You either have to lower the price, the cost of goods sold, or you have to up your prices. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And that was a turning point for us. And we literally just go, they looked at me and they go, Chad, do you think you can sell this for 30% more? And I said, yeah, let's try it.
Yes.
And there was, they didn't blink. We were severely underpriced, right? Yeah. And it changed our, like, all of a sudden, like, we were profitable, we were growing, and we were back at a growth again. So that was a big one for us. It seems like such an easy thing, but it's not. It really isn't.
Sure.
It's because you're afraid my clients will cancel on me. We just called them and told them, we said, hey, look, we're underpriced. And you know, some left, but most stayed.
So Chad, you said that you had to raise the price 30%. Once you guys decided to do that, how did you, on the DIYpreneur, I like to be resourceful and exposing how they overcame obstacles with resourcefulness. So I want to know, when you decided to raise the price 30%, how did you start step by step, you know, making that something that Lemon Light did and set in stone? And how did you make your customers, you know, accept that?
Yeah, I mean, at that point in our I guess life cycle, majority of our business was new, right? So I mean, I'm talking like 80-90%. So most of them didn't know the difference, right?
Yeah.
The ones that there were times where we had to give them a break, right? We'd say, hey, we'd say, look, we've been with you for the last 2 years, we helped you grow your business. You know, we would grandfather a few of those in, and we're talking such a small, minute amount of deals. I think it was the right thing to do to grandfather those clients in into some of the old pricing, at least for that year. And we even let them know, hey, look, we want to set expectations. We can't continue to do these at this price. Happy to do it this time for you. But for the future, you know, just know that the prices are going up. You know, we have to pay our employees.
Yeah.
You know, we're not three people working out of a spare bedroom anymore. Thank you for working with us back then. But this is, we can't run our business like this. The transparency with those clients was really what kind of got us over that hump.
Cool. So you also said that you had to learn accounting skills, right? I want to know, going back, knowing that you had to go through all that stuff to learn accounting, would you go back and do it differently to have a better outcome? And if so, would you, you know, take a step by step how you would accomplish that if you wanted to change how you learned accounting and made your business run a little more smoothly?
Oh gosh, you know, I think it's all about a lack of time, right? If I had the time to kind of sit and you know theorize and come up with new ideas, and just if we had that luxury, you know, I think we would have done it. But like back then, I was traveling from city to city selling our business. My partner was flying in after I sold all the videos, and he would shoot them. And then our third partner was trying to figure out accounting. So, you know, in the office. So, I still to this day, look, I never said I was good at it.
Yeah.
I can read the books now, and I know what they mean. That's good enough for me. But I think that there are so many things to learn. I have so many things still to learn. And it's really trying to maximize your time. And it's all about time management and how much time you have to put towards that stuff. And I think everybody could say that they wish they had more time.
For sure. So Chad, also when entrepreneurs are in the startup phase of their businesses, they also have to manage their lives, right? What I want to know from you is, when you were in the startup phase and you were spending most of your time growing Lemon Light, how did you, on the other side of things, how did you manage your life and keep a roof over your head and keep food in your stomach? Was there anything special that you did to, you know, get money to just stay in your apartment or house? Or was it simply easy to do that stuff?
it was hard to keep a girlfriend. That was for sure.
Yeah.
I'll be completely honest with you. There was a point where I didn't have to sleep in my car, but in, for all intents and purposes, I was living out of my car. I moved across, when I moved across the country and kind of was traveling, I gave up my lease. We weren't making a whole lot of money. I decided I would save money, the little money that we had, by just, because I was in hotels a lot, traveling across the country.
Yeah.
But I moved all my, sold all my furniture, and I put all my clothes in my car, and I kind of lived out of a hotel. So it's not a horrible story, but I didn't have a home. Like that, that's the truth. And it saved me a significant amount of money per month, which helped me live. So
Think that the, like, what entrepreneurs have to do, most people don't realize, especially younger entrepreneurs. I mean, I think 99% of them wouldn't live in a car just to grow a business. And I think that that's sometimes the reality of entrepreneurship. And then it just comes down to your grit and how bad you want it. And like you lived in your car, you were going to grow Lemon Light. And if it failed, then, so what? But you were just going to do it and see it through. So I just think it's amazing that you did those things and then, had enough grit to see it through. So the next question that I had, Chad, is once Lemon Light was, it solidified in the market and you had a good following, the revenue was coming in pretty nicely. Describe an obstacle here or some ugliness and then break it down for us and so we can just talk more about it.
Yeah, sure. This is one I'm happy that we're kind of moving into this because this is the story I was going to tell you earlier when I started to talk about the pricing.
Cool.
So we started this company. It's about pivoting, right? Pivoting your business.
Oh, yeah.
And when we started out, we were convinced that we were going to be a YouTube pre-roll production house. So we were going to, for anybody that doesn't know what that is, it's a commercial that runs before YouTube videos, right? Mm-hmm. It's exclusive to YouTube commercials and then on and a lot, any other type of online video ads that run before the videos. And we were convinced that, this was our calling. We were going to make these commercials and we were going to run the advertising alongside them. So when we first started, we literally had, we had three products. We had a featured explainer video, which everybody kind of knows. We had a pre-roll commercial that we used to drive traffic to that page or landing page where the feature video was. And then we ran Google advertising. We ran YouTube ads, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reason was we wanted recurring billing. We were like so adamant that we needed recurring billing. Yeah. And I still believe in recurring billing. It's very important to figure that out. But we were putting all of our focus in the wrong place because at the end of the day, this was just 2 years ago. We looked at our P&Ls. We kind of went to a place where we almost had to shut down after 3 years in business, doing a few million dollars a year. We started to flatline. We said, what is the problem here? Like, we're doing better work than we've ever done. We have stickier clients. Why are we growing? Why do we stop growing, right?
Yeah.
And granted, it gets harder. It gets kind of harder to grow, especially a service-based business after you reach a certain point. But basically what we found that we realized was, why are we building websites, running advertising on Facebook and Google? Why are we doing social media management when at the end of the day, we position ourselves as a video production company, we position ourselves as a content company in the market, but we're doing all these extra things? And when we actually ran through the P&L accounting, we realized that we were losing money. We were actually, when you took that part out, when you took that labor out, when you took the time that it took for all that personnel to do those things, we were actually losing money. And as scary as it was to kiss like $500,000 a year goodbye, the next year, we said, we have to do this to grow our business. We have to refocus on what we do best, because being a jack of all trades and a master of none is not going to get us to the place where we want to be as a business. So we literally axed all those services. It was painful because I'm talking like you're about to say goodbye. I mean, we literally cut off clients. We told them we're no longer offering these services as of January 1. We recommended partners of ours they should go work with that can also offer those same complimentary services. And we refocused on video, and we saw the future being video, and literally our revenue spiked the next year from that year up another 50%, and then it's been growing ever since. So it was the right thing to do.
So was this happening when you said that Lemon Light was close to being shut down because of the revenue problem? Is that around the same time period of what you're saying?
That's when we made this decision. Yeah, I mean, we were offering crowdfunding services, PR. We went from being a video production company to like offering 90 different services.
Wow.
More like nine different services. But we were spread too thin. We just started trying to do all of these things to make money. And what we were losing was we were losing our focus on what we do best, which is content.
So Chad, going back, thinking about all that stuff that you had to go through just to keep Lemon Light alive, would you, kind of similar to the startup question that I had, would you go back and then do anything differently? And if so, would you just walk us through how you would do it differently to have a better outcome so you didn't have to go through so much?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that in the early days, offering the advertising alongside the video, especially with the clientele that we were getting, was attractive to them, right? It's like, what am I going to do with the video? I don't know if I would go back and change that. I think potentially I might have stopped adding on so many services and trying to do so many things. Sure. Because at the end of the day, we were losing money, right? There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. We were losing money in all of those different verticals. And it didn't matter how much, what margins we were making in video, because we were losing money in all of everything else. So yeah, I think I would probably have, you know, I don't think I would go back and remove the Google, like the AdWords advertising, because it was integral to our business. But then starting to just throw money making ideas at the problem, like, let's do this, that can make money, let's do this, that can make money, and just trying to do everything, I think that I would probably go back and I would say, no, let's stick to what we do best. How do we create new revenue streams through content, not through all of these ancillary services that we're not good at?
For sure. So Chad, one of the last questions that I have here for you is, in one word, what is one attribute you would tell an aspiring entrepreneur to master right now?
Transparency, openness.
Why that one instead of like drive or patience or all those other ones that you think people could say?
Look, because there's plenty of LinkedIn, you know, influencers are gonna tell you, like, go out and work. I mean, look, everybody, if you're trying to be an entrepreneur, I am pretty sure that you know how to work, right? You're not, I mean, maybe there's a few, but if you're gonna quit your job and go out and do this, you likely have the drive already. What I would tell you is, every mistake, every pitfall, every upset client, every legal issue has started with the fact that we weren't honest and open from day one, right?
So true.
You need to communicate, you need to set expectations, you need to be open. And when there is a problem, let them know why there's a problem. They'll appreciate it. I just had a call with an agency today. It had nothing to do with me. Or I'm sorry, a client today that was working with an agency that I know that I recommended them. And they said, look, the problem is that they just didn't communicate. They didn't tell me when things were going wrong. They told me, this guy's incredibly flexible. I'm like, a lot. Like, he would have understood. But people try to bury it. You try to bury the lies. You try to hide things you screwed up. I would be open and honest from day one. And look, sometimes it'll end in a lost client here or there, but you're going to save more and you're going to create relationships.
For sure. I think that just being honest and straightforward just to begin with, like you said, it just won't ever come up. Like, if you bury things, they're most likely to come up in life and in business for sure. So I think that's really cool how you said transparency. It honestly took me by surprise because most of the people I have on say, you know, drive or grit, you know, just because that's kind of what you assume entrepreneurs have. But, you know, all of them have it. So it's just interesting to see what the people say that I have on. So Chad, that was the last question that I had for you. If you have any last pitches or last words that you'd like to say, you can go ahead and do those now.
Yeah, I would say that entrepreneurship is incredibly fulfilling. My life is incredibly interesting. I'm never bored. But it is, It is brutal. It is tough. It is wearing on your soul. And it's, I don't want to say it's not for everybody, but know what you're getting yourselves into. It's not, you know, not everyone ends up with a unicorn, right? So just know that, and know that you could be fighting for the next 5 years and still be losing money. Mm-hmm. So, it's not all rainbows and lollipops. It's a lot of hard work, and there's a very good chance that you won't succeed. So, get me ready for that.
So Chad, that's all that I had for you. And I just want to thank you for sharing your experiences. And then, thanks for coming out on the show.
All right. I appreciate it.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed my interview with Chad today. I love this guy. He's really got an amazing personality. He's an amazing entrepreneur. So I encourage you to go to Lemon Light, see what they're all about. Connect with Chad, because really there is amazing stuff that they are doing within Lemon Light. Again, I want you to join my email list and go and claim the free stuff that I give out there. You've got to do it because it's a prime opportunity for you right now. You can go and do that at thediypreneur.com. Again, please leave rating and review, because it helps me grow the show and get in front of people that want this type of content. Again, send those ratings and reviews to me through email so I can put them on my site so people can see them there. And again, I can connect with you more personally. Go and check out the Lemon Light Challenge that I posted on YouTube. Again, I want to live up to the DIY theme, so go and see what I do for Chad Rogers and Lemon Light on YouTube. I don't want to give away too much, so go check it out. Lastly, I just want to thank Chad for coming out on the show and sharing his experiences with us. And with that, I will see you guys on the next episode.